Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sadasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskaryare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaubhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
cause, which is not a year, which is not a long time. So let me try to speak something which is relevant and which can be remembered by you as a point to take home from this today's visit in the temple. Welcome. You're just coming at the beginning of the lecture. You have an excellent timing. I thought today to discuss something about service to Lord Krishna as a means to overcome the powerful influence of Maya. And you all know Maya. Maya is the influence of the Lord, which puts us into an illusion so that we think we are separate from Krishna and pursue our material lives with great material desires, great energy, and great illusion. The material energy, or Maya, is difficult sometimes to understand because you can't see it like I can see our Indian guests just in front of our eyes. You can only see its effect. It's almost like the wind. The wind cannot be seen by our naked eye, but we can see that the leaves on the tree move. That is how we can understand that there must be wind. For instance, we could not see the electrical disturbance, but by the effect we could hear, there must have been some problem in the electrical sound thing. So Maya can best be understood by its effect. And the effect of Maya is really, I think in American English we say, awesome. And the whole world is moving by Maya's strength, almost like the leaves on the tree. Now, because Maya is a little difficult to understand, once the great devotee Narada Muni asked Lord Krishna, "Can you please show me your Maya? I need to know because I'm a preacher." Krishna smiled and said, "Why do you wish to see my Maya? It will totally bewilder you." But Narada Muni said, "Don't worry, I'm a great devotee." Krishna said, okay. Exactly one day later, Krishna told Narada Muni, why don't we go for a little walk? So they left Dwarka, went onto the mainland and walked, and soon came to a desert. Krishna said, oh Narada Muni, I'm feeling a little thirsty. Please bring me a glass of water. Narada Muni said, but my lord, we have the desert here. Where will I find a glass of water for you? Krishna said, no, you just walk through in this eastern direction and then you will come to a river which runs through the desert. There will be a few houses and you ask people to give water. Okay, my lord, I will be back soon, said Narada Muni. And he went through the desert and came to the river. And on the bank of the river, he saw a few houses, so he knocked at the first house. No answer. It seemed to be empty. He knocked at the second house. No answer. It also seemed to be empty. The third house. When he knocked, suddenly the door went open and the most beautiful of women stood there. Oh, she said to Narada Muni, what can I do for you? Narada Muni said, I want a glass of water for my friend, please. Oh, this is not, no more? Why don't you come in the house and rest a little? At this moment, one door in the back room, and on the back of the house, opened, and a man came and said, oh, you must be Narada Muni. That's right, said Narada Muni. How did you know? Well, said the man, there is an ancient prophecy that on this day a man would knock on the door and his name would be Narada Muni. And the prophecy said that this man will marry my daughter. Oh, I actually wanted to be Brahmachari, said Narada Muni. Come in, we can talk about it. Narada Muni went in, he sat down on the sofa, and after 2 months he was married. He was convinced that was in these old prophecies, must be true. He married, he had 2 children, or was it 3? I can't remember because I'm a sannyasi, I forget these things, but 2 or 3 children, I think 2. And when his father-in-law became old and died, he became the chief of the village. He had all forgotten about his glass of water. Time and tide wait for no man. One day, the monsoon came and it was an extraordinary strong monsoon. It rained and rained and rained and wouldn't stop. So much so that the river finally swelled and became ferocious, maybe like the Amazonas or some other big river in the rainy season. And the river became so wild that it took down the first house, the second house, and then came to the house of Narada Muni. Narada Muni took his family and ran out. There was a big boat, maybe from here to the entrance of the door. And he jumped with his wife and his 2 children on the boat and began to row. However, the river became stronger and stronger, fuller and fuller, and wider and wider. Finally, big waves came, and one wave rolled over the boat and took the first son of Narada Muni away. He looked a little bit like you. Falling in the water. Then the second wave came. Welcome, sit down with us. Sit down, welcome, welcome. Baitiya. And the second wave came and took the second son of Narada Muni away. Then came a third wave. A third wave, and it took away the wife of Narada Muni. Narada Muni was crying, "My Lord." And the next wave came, took the whole boat. Remember, it was as big as from here to our two ladies at the entrance. Took it high, threw it down. Narada Muni fell out of the boat, sank in this enormously big river. Then an oar, you know, oar for rowing, came and hit him on the head. He was crying out at this moment in great pain. Oh, his whole life had gone away, had been swept away by the waves. Krishna! 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 And was holding something. It felt. You see how it felt. It felt like a piece of cloth. As he looked up, he saw it was a yellow dhoti. When he looked up more, he looked into the smiling face of Lord Krishna. Krishna told him, "Narada Muni, where is my glass of water?" What happened to my wife and my children and my house and the river and the boat? Krishna smiled. That was my Maya. But what happened with my glass of water? Narada Muni said, "But where will I get water for you? Oh, there is a desert," said Krishna. "You just walk through the desert and you find a river. There are some houses. Remember, you have to bring a glass of water." Narada Muni went. And he came to the first house. No one was there. He came to the second house. No one was there. He came to a third house. The door opened. And a most beautiful woman was there. "Oh, welcome!" "Haribo," said Narada Muni. "What do you want?" "A glass of water." "Oh, come in and sit down." "No, thank you. I just want a glass of water." And the door opened. "Oh, you must be Narada Muni." "Yes, but I want a glass of water, please, for my friend." "Is that all?" said the man. "Yes," said Narada Muni. "This is all." The man gave him a glass of water. Narada Muni went back to Krishna. Said, "My Lord, here's your glass of water. And I have finally understood. The moment I forget to bring you your glass of water, Maya is there. But when I remember to bring your glass of water, Maya is not there." Have you also understood? important in our lives to bring our glass of water to Krishna. That means to do what we can do in our particular service to Lord Krishna. When you are situated in devotional service, you are safe. But when you fall out of seva or service, Maya or the illusory potency has so much power over you. She will bind you. She will make you a prisoner of your desires. And it will be so difficult to see Maya because she is right in your head and in your heart and will pull you left and right and backwards and forwards. This temple is your temple. It is not our temple. We don't consider it our property. It's the temple of Radha Syama Sundar. And I want to encourage you to really think in your mind, what is your glass of water for Radha Syama Sundar? What can you do? Do not ask so much what the temple can do for you, but ask, what can I do for the temple? And you will feel very happy, and you will not feel Maya. Shri Shri Radha Kanchan Zagi, Radha.